Recording has started.
All right, everybody, good morning. Let me know you can hear me good. I am on the road, so I'm using my cell phone. If somebody could text me, because I am meeting my daughter today, and I am beyond happy and beyond thrilled. So I still got quite a ways to drive, but I'm pulled over at a McDonald's. To do this morning. So, Miss Dorothy or Denise, if y'all could let me know that you can hear me good. I do have a little encouragement for you guys this morning, and then we'll go around the room and see what everybody has. Okay, Leslie says she can hear me good. Okay, well, let's get started. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Last night, I was so proud of the Bible College students for giving their testimony. You guys just don't know how hard that was for them ladies. It was a very bold step, and I was writing in my journal this morning about how very proud I was of those ladies. To come out of their shell and to share their story with the world. That was really amazing. The Lord is good, and I'm very excited about it. As far as the president's speech last night, it was very disappointing. I'm just not into it anymore. I don't know how to explain it because it is such a farce. It's hard to believe anything, you know. That's just my opinion. It's just a bunch of show and theatrics and just disrespectful to our country, the memory of our country. The way that he's so divisive and says he wants to be in unity is such a farce. The way he treated the Democrats, you know, those senators and stuff was uncalled for last night. And I don't know how to explain it, just... I'm not interested in that, you know. But anyway, okay, good, Denise. I'm glad you can hear me. All right, let me get my glasses on. I'm going to give you my little encouraging word, and then we can go around the room and see what everybody has, because this is Give Back Wednesday. I'm so excited about it because this is where everybody gets to pour into one another and encourage one another. And that's what you guys and what the world needs at this moment, right? Okay, so I'm going to read you Psalm 42. It says, as the hart, the deer, panteth after the water brooks, so pants my soul after you, Lord. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept the holy day. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. So basically, that is David saying to us, so you need to line up to the word of God. Don't be so downcast, you know. So he speaks to himself. He's encouraging himself. And that's my encouragement to you guys today as well as me. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterspouts. All your waves and your billows are gone over me. Isn't that beautiful? Because we learned last week that the earth is God's testimony. I will say unto God, my rock, Why have you forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. This is my encouraging word to everybody today. Hope thou in God. Of course, our soul wants to try to get depressed sometimes, you know, especially when we see what's going on and we see the devastation in front of our face. It is easy for our soul to just kind of cower down and say, I'm done with this. This world is just dying, you know. But the encouragement today is, hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. When I meet my daughter today, I want her to see, I don't want her to see a stressed out mama over this end time scenario and a conspiracy theorist and, you know, somebody's just ate up with all the things happening around them. No, no, no. I want my daughter to look at me and I want her to see health and vibrance. I want her to see joy and happiness, and I want her to see a fulfilled woman. A woman that's very happily married, very happy in my ministry, very happy with the Lord. And I want her to see this because I want to be a representation of the kingdom to her. Because we know that our children are watching us, and when they see us stressed out all the time and talking about all this different technology stuff that's happening, and, you know, we're so distraught over this, it's not really sending a good witness because they don't know what to do with that information, you know. We know what to do with that information. They don't, though. So I've got to keep that in mind, you know, that when I see her, I just want it to be all about her, you know, how are you doing, how are you feeling, you know, and not be downcast in my spirit is what I feel like God is saying to me today, you know, to be a good witness, because my daughter, she has a calling on her life, you know, and we, you know, want to help them to navigate their way back to God in the proper manner type of deal. So that's my encouraging word to you guys today. I hope that really encouraged you. And I'm going to go down the line. I'm just going to open your line up and say maybe what state you're in. And then you can say whatever God is giving you. All right. Good morning, Canada. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Canada.
Good morning from Canada?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
I'm getting feedback here for some reason.
All right. Well, I'm going to mute myself, and you got the floor.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to add to your words, Pastor June, because it kind of complements this. And what I was going to talk about is we're not alone to face what is coming. If we look at John 1:1-4, and we think we all know this one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Go down a little further to John 1:14, and it says, The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Word is God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Our Bible is also called the Word of God, and Christians refer to it as the living Word, as it speaks to us. Some Christians say, oh, I wish God would talk to me like other Christians. I have good news for you today. He does talk to you. Every time you read His Word, God is talking to you. He talks to us. Now, when Jesus was ascended, one greater than He came to be with us. And that's God in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who lived in us, the Spirit of truth. In fact, the Holy Spirit can intercede and pray in tongues for us, using our physical tongue to speak a prayer language. In fact, the Bible says that should the time come for us to be brought before the courts, we are not to worry about what to say, as the words will be given to us. The Holy Ghost will speak through us. In fact, the Holy Ghost also speaks directly to us. This tells us the Holy Ghost is well aware of our surroundings and what we are facing, right? And is more than able to warn us and to keep us from losing our souls through trickery. Of course, if you refuse to listen to the Spirit inside you, then you have a little bit of a problem. So why do we not have faith that the Holy Ghost will show us what to do and how to do it in all of our situations, especially when intervention by God is required to save us? Jesus said, I will not lose any that are given to me by the Father. That's John 10:29. He says, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Are we chickens that the wolf, the devil, can just come and grab? No, we are sheep, and our shepherd is Almighty God, Jesus, a shepherd that will not lose any sheep. God is in us all day, all night, and always, and will not leave us or forsake us. If you are saved and believe in God's word, following Jesus, then trust in God. Stop worrying. We will not be tricked to lose our souls by the works of the devil. So remember, you are not alone to figure out all the worldly snares and traps set by the devil. God is in you, and greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. God will not lose you to the devil. Satan is not equal to God. He lost in heaven, and he lost in earth at the cross. You are not alone. The will of the Lord be done. May God bless and watch over his bride. Amen. That's all I have for today.
Unmuted. All right, brother, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Remember I told you I'm at McDonald's parking lot? And so the internet went out just a second. I do apologize. You know, your sermon was really amazing because it just went right along with Psalm 42.
I know.
God is exactly. Good, ain't
he? Exactly.
God
and
is
I gotta
great.
See this too, Bruce.
God is great.
Yes, he is. That is a very good presentation you gave. I mean, you get an A+, sir. You rounded that thing right on up. All right, so let's move on then. Let's see if Mississippi, if she has anything or is she working?
I'm available. I just got on, so I didn't hear the first part.
I didn't hear the first part.
I apologize.
Give back Wednesday. Do you have any encouraging word or a testimony today?
I do. I want to read Revelation 22.
Revelation 22.
Okay.
Okay. And he showed me the pure river
and
of water of life, clear as crystal. proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there. And there need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto them, this saying are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the heaven, of the holy prophet, sent his angel to show unto him, his servant, the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see, thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of the brethren thy prophet, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, whoever loveth and maketh a lie. Jesus has sent my angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride says, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. And even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word.
Testing, testing. Hey, that was really amazing. You're not going to believe this. I got a text while you was talking. I'm going to go ahead and put her on the line. Hello, sister from Texas. I want you to tell her what you just told me in text. Good morning. Hello, Miss Texas.
Oh yes, I'm over here talking a good morning, guys. The reading that I was going to read this morning was Revelation 22. And then when she started reading, I'm like, oh, no. Praise God.
I just wanted us to remember what we're going to have to look forward to when we'll be able to see Jesus on the Lord's face and walk with him in the garden.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes, yes, I agree with you, sister. I am echoing really bad. Are y'all echoing?
Oh, let me look here. Go ahead.
Okay, well, since Sister read 22, I'm going to read about the New Jerusalem. And it goes the same with, let's say Revelation 21. And it's going to go exactly with what Sister meant, you know, what we look forward to, you know, after everything. So it says, Revelation 21, all things made new. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no arrow, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Hallelujah. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to the great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, 3 gates on the west. Now, the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man. 144. Oh, wow. Okay, of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third, I don't know how to say that word, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, amethyst, and the 12th, I'm sorry, the 12th amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved, hallelujah, shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Praise God for his holy word for us today, bride, with love. Amen.
Amen, sister. That was very beautiful. You know, when you think about how the Bible describes that, you know, it's just so amazing, the beauty, the 12 gates that are named after the 12 tribes of Israel. And then when it talks about the people that are without, that don't have a right to enter, it's still the same boundaries today, even in our walk. You know, God does not approve of ecumenism, mixing, all that kind of stuff that they're doing. And this is one of the things when I was going through my pit and I'm, you know, learning about what NAR is and what they believe and the partnership with Israel, and then all of the things about Israel with the LGBT being the highest population is in Israel. You know, and that was so confounding. You know, and then when I moved to D.C. and I saw what I saw, it's like, there's no way. I mean, how can these people say they are Jews? And if they believe in the Torah, I mean, how would they ever partner with LGBT? How would they ever approve of the V? I mean, that's the biggest, one of the biggest countries that has the most people that took the V. And then they're the biggest capital of technology. I mean, much less the fact of how they treat real Christians. They tell them, do not convert anyone over here. You know, this is why you have people like Michelle Bachman and what's her name? Paula White, that tells everybody that Jews do not have to convert. They don't have to get saved. They believe in the dual covenant theology, which is a wrong theology. Everybody has to get saved. Everybody has to convert. You have to come out of the world of being a sinner, and you have to come into being a Christian. It is a conversion. But anyways, I think that's really what opened up my eyes, that things in this world are not really the way they're trying to make it look. Because the Word of God is the truth. It is holy. And once you get to know God, you realize, wait a minute, all this stuff that they're doing, God would be nowhere to be found. They're not serving the same God. There's no way. You know. So then you begin to discover, you know, the stage that they have built. All right, thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. All right, let's move on then to Florida. Good morning from Florida.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got the floor.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be reading from Ezekiel the 24th, Ezekiel the 36th chapter, 24 through 28. And for I will take you from among the heathen and gather ye out of all the country, and I will bring you unto your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. Then shall you dwell in the land that I give your father, and you shall be my people, and I shall be your God. And I got Jeremiah to the second chapter through the 41st verse. Let me see. And I would get 39. I would give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land, assuredly with my whole heart, with my whole soul. So that's what I got for you this morning. Isaiah 52:15. So I will sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouth. Shall shut their mouth at him. Shut their mouth at him. For that which ye have not been told them, they shall see, and that which they have not heard, they shall consider. So that's my take with this morning. I mean, you know, I have no other God before, because God won't have no idols. Because you ain't put no idols before God, because God even have no other God before him. That's my description for this morning.
Well, thank you so much, sister. That goes right along with all the others as well. You know, God is wanting us to be separate, holy unto him. And he's letting us know, if you will trust me to be your God, I will be your God. I will take care of you. I will protect you. You know, praise be to Jesus. All right, what about Minnesota? Good morning, sister. You got the floor.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I just want to commend Mr. Canada. After watching Trump last night, things like there's hopelessness going on in a lot of people, except for the ones that are idolizing Trump. But after all of that, I was listening to it, and it does. It seems hopeless. And I mean, it's not hopeless for us. It's hopeless for us to live in this world. But this is just how God talks to me, not necessarily to you, but he kind of, you know, pulled me up by my britches and goes, Denise, have you not known? And this is Isaiah, okay, 40. Well, first we'll go 40 to 1. This is what he started. He says, comfort you, my people, says your God. I went, okay, fine. This was last night, okay? And I totally forgot about Wednesdays. So anyway, so then we go to 28. Denise, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faint not? Neither am I weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. A lot of people are feeling weak and faint. You know, and I'm one of them, and I don't think I'm alone in that. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. So praise God, he is right there. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail or fall. 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And it says, keep silent before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. So praise God, he's wanting us to come near to him in this time of judgment. And then we go to 14. 13. And he says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold your right hand. So he's right there. He is holding our right hand. But he's saying unto us, fear not. I will help you. And to me, that's very comforting, because even though it says we're not to fear in these last days, he says, fear not. But he's holding our hands. And he's, if he's holding our hands and he knows that we're human and we're going to fear, but we can know and be assured that he's with us, saying, fear not, stand up, be strengthened. We walked through this. We are being strengthened by his might, his power. And that is what is, I think, we all need. Anyway, and I commend you. I'm tickled pink. You're going to go see your daughter. And my daughter's here. And just a quick kudos to the Lord. I was able to talk to her quite heavily about her living situation and how that's going to affect her in these last days, and how she needs to come up and out of the muck and the mire that she's in. And she even said that she needs to do that as well. So I'm tickled pink that you're able to go and be a witness to your daughter. That is what we need to be in these last days. And fear not, for God is with us and he will help us. Amen. And that was my short encouragement to everybody. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you so much, sis. Yes, and we pray that your daughter will. Well, first let me make sure I'm open here. Testing. Okay. Yeah, let's make sure, you know, that your daughter, that those words will make fruit, that will remain in her, and that child of God will rise in her to be what God has called her to be, that she'll think about that. And I thank you, Lord, for giving us this time to be able to show love to our family members and stuff. And Lord, we just pray as well that you give us wisdom, you know, on how to handle family members that may not be working for us, but may be working against us with the enemy. Give us wisdom because of the hour that we're in. In Jesus' name, amen. And I mean this because I'm already seeing it, Bride. I've been telling you, we're going to have to back off the warning because it's pushing them away at this point. They've already made their mind up. All right, let's go on then to Florida. Hello, sister. You got the floor.
Good morning, Kay. I opened my book this morning to Psalms 34. So here goes. It's a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them for fear that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen.
Well, let me tell you, if that's not another confirmation of what God is telling us this morning, I mean, y'all should see how I'm taking notes here in the parking lot. It's just like all flowing together. It's like God is just sitting with us at a table today and just saying, listen, Brad, let me just talk to you in his language a minute. If he just says, listen here, you know, if you guys will trust me, oh, I will take care of you. I will show you what a God I am. I am ready. You ready, Brad? I'm ready. You ready to see the miracles of God? All right, we've got, let's go ahead and get New York on the line. Hello, New York, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm going out to my car to talk for privacy.
Okay, you've got the floor, okay? Because I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for all of your words from the Lord. I think my car just... Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sorry. So what the Lord is showing me, I've had struggles in my job, and what I felt people coming against me. And, you know, I shared it with people. I shared it with a couple of women that I confide in church. I also shared it with my mother, who I believe is still not saved yet. But I had a check in my spirit when I was sharing, because one of the people I felt that's coming against me is a believer. And then yesterday, I always listen to the Charles Stanley devotional, and what does it say? It's about gossiping. And I was so convicted. I was so convicted because... I can't remember everything that it was said in the devotional, but gossiping is not what we all think it is. It goes deeper than that. And I just got severely convicted. I got on my knees and I repented. And thank you, Pastor Dennis, because he mentioned Psalm 51 in his sermon. I think it was on Sunday, and it's a powerful prayer of repentance. So I told the Lord that I admit it, that I did wrong, and I repented. And I just got this weight lifted off me. You know, I came into work yesterday, and there was so much peace. And the guy actually thanked me because I had thoughts about our team and how I felt like we were being divided. And, you know, he was closing doors and everything. He actually thanked me. And he said, you know what, that was really good that you mentioned we should all be in the meeting together. So maybe I'm prejudging, maybe I'm projecting what's going on at work, but I know that the Lord is teaching me things while I'm here. And then this morning in the Word, I didn't have too much time because I was in prayer and then I had to get to work. I was reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Corinthians is a really good book about our motives and our conduct. So I would encourage everyone to read that. It's really, really good. It's hard truths, but it's really good. And it talks about knowledge in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. It says, now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. If anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. So what the Lord is pressing upon me is And in my Bible, it's like a Bible study, and it talks about, you know, don't be so anxious to tell people what you know. Be more anxious to build people each other up and in love. And God has, and I'm not trying to puff myself up, but God has given me, one of my gifts is the gift of encouragement. And I use that when I do street ministry, when I'm, you know, I love helping people when they're down and out, and to speak life into them and hope of Jesus Christ. So that's what the Lord is impressing upon me, is to stop so much, like June says, just back off what we know, pray for them, and to build each other up with love. Like be a Barnabas. Barnabas was called the son of encouragement. You can read about him in the book of Acts. So that's my encouragement to you, is like June said, back it up with the knowledge. I started doing that at work. They were talking yesterday about, you know, clients came in, and I just listened to them. I didn't say anything, when normally I would be like, well, let me tell you what I know, and, you know, stuff like that. I just backed it up, and I have more peace now, and I'm going to focus more on the Lord and doing everything with love and helping to encourage people and building some people up. And I want to say one thing about the gossiping, because I felt that what I was doing was gossiping. So not only do I sin, but the people that I shared with causes them to sin, because now they have that image of the person that I spoke about in their heart. And of course they were siding with me because they felt that what was being done was not right. But do you understand? It's just, that's what the Lord showed me. It's like, you don't have to like tell other people, just come to me, you know? So that's my encouragement to everyone. And thank you for your time.
Well, thank you so much for your encouraging word. And you're kind of like me going out in the car to have privacy, which I'm on the road. But praise God, you know that God revealed that to all of you. And I'm definitely taking that to heart. I'm going to be praying about that today, about gossiping. Because I know that, you know, doing what I do with the Watchmen and stuff, it does tread a very thin line. You know, and I have people throw that at me a lot, you know, the ones that get mad at me. And, you know, they'll say that I'm judging, you know, but in my mind, it, you know, I'm thinking it's because, you know, they're mad at themselves because they can't do it or whatever. And they attack me for it, so they call me a judge. But in a Watchman, you know, your eyes are open and you're, you know, telling others what you see to help them, you know, to warn them. But there really is a fine, I mean, when you say it like that, I mean, it really is a fine line, because, you know, I do name names in certain things, like this morning, okay? I tell you Michelle Bachman, and I tell you Paula White. These are two people with names that I'm calling out because they are public making these announcements. So I don't really feel like I'm gossiping because it is public information that they did themselves. So I'm just basically telling you who it was and what they said, like a reporter. But, you know, they both publicly declared what I said. But I do hear what you're saying about gossiping. We do have to. I have caught myself doing that, you know, because you want to talk to your friends and you want, you know, wisdom from them, and you want to, you know, have them pray with you about it. So I guess it is kind of a fine line. Thank you, sister, for that correction, and we will, you know, go to the Lord about it today in prayer. All right, so let's see who else we got here. All right, well, we only have one more. Okay, that's... Okay, Kimberly said, please call... Oh, Paul called people out by name. Okay, thank you, sister. All right, let's go to Indiana. Sister, you got the floor, and I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Hello? Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor June. So I've been in and out. I came a little bit late, but I'll read from Psalm 16. I'm not sure if anyone has read from this psalm. It says, Psalm 16, eternal life for those who trust. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly inheritance. I have goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasure forevermore. There are pleasures forevermore. So that was Psalm 16. I want to read Psalm 18. So, thanksgiving for deliverance by God. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In whom will I trust? My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I save my enemies. Shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I call upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured coals. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. And the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightning and discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered as thy rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of thy breath, of thy nostrils, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and my God have I leaped over a wall. And by my God I have leaped over a wall. Have I leaped over a wall? Sorry. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me, and soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid of their close places. The Lord liveth and blesseth me, and blessed the Lord liveth and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdued the people under me. He delivered me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forever. Amen. So that was Psalm 18. Thank you, everybody. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. Oh, I did want to add. Thank you, Pastor June. Sister before that mentioned some. It just left me. But anyhow, I just wanted to mention one thing about. You know, you mentioned, Pastor June, that, you know, and you've been telling us, you've been warning us, you know, that, especially me, but, you know, to stop, you know, stop trying to, you know, reach our family and stuff like that as far as talking to them or mentioning this and that. But You know, and I just see it so close to home. You know, now it's my mom, because lately she's been going with one of my nieces to church or to Bible study. And she goes to a well-named church that has been very controversial for years, that I just recently learned about them. I think it was more through this ministry, but it's Bethel Church. And they have, that I've noticed, they have a couple of churches here in Indiana. But she came back saying something about follow the light. And that, I don't know, you know, she could be right, but, you know, it just didn't sit well with my spirit. I said, Mom, you used to always say walk in the spirit. We got to walk in the spirit, because there is a false light. So, you know, I don't know. That's just really been concerning me. One of their churches here, and it's more hidden, it's not more in the open over here, and I've never seen a window shaped as a pyramid, you know, and I know that you've been teaching us a lot about logos and stuff like that, and the way they have their cross is painted on the outside of their building, and the cross is like falling, it's not standing straight up. But what struck me really, really, you know, I think really put the exclamation point, because I really wasn't following, but I was listening to, you know, little bits and pieces, you know, about Bethel Church and stuff like that. But when I seen that window, that, you know, that glass window, you know, in their brick building, and it's shaped like a triangle, I'm like, wow, you know, that is not a good sign at all. But anyhow, I'm just, you know, kind of, you know, just worried a little bit, you know, a lot, because, you know, now it's my mom. You know, now I know. I mean, she could be led the wrong way, you know, and I was trying to teach her. She goes, Monica, just stop. You know, she goes, it's too much. I'm afraid. You know, she told me that last night. You know, and because I wanted to tell her, just, you know, just stay in your word and remember, you know, remember scripture, you know, and because we could easily be deceived. And so, yeah, I just wanted to add that little part. You know, I just see it hitting closer home now. It's my mom, you know, so that I think I, you know, we could easily be deceived, you know, and I kind of, you know, ever since I learned that, you know, my niece, well, she had to get out of the church she was once at, because she found out it was all witchcraft, you know, the pastor and his wife and stuff like that. And then for years she was there, and God bless her, because she means well. You know, she's raising her children, her and her husband. And she, you know, she got right into Bethel Church. And it's like, I can't really talk to my niece. I cannot. I rarely see her. But, you know, you know, I really feel this, you know, I could just number the people that will turn against me, you know, and I see it more and more clearly now.
So all right, sister, I'm going to stop you here. I'm going to stop you here because I do have to go.
Yeah, sorry.
No worries. I'm going to put you on mute, but I am going to address something that you brought up about Bethel Church. That is a very good point that you brought out, because, you know, you're talking about the symbolism in the church, you know, the pyramids and stuff like that. Bethel Church is the one that, when I went on that tour in 2017, that's the main church that opened my eyes. It was the most disappointing church of all of the hundreds of churches I went to on that trip, because of their New Ageism, the way they dressed. It was just so inappropriate, tattoos. It was just, it's a New Age Jesus that they portrayed there. But anyway, talking about your mom and saying the word light, that is part of this New Age Jesus, because they talk about the light a lot. So I see why that kind of messed with your spirit a little bit. So let's all pray for her mom right now. Lord, we pray that her mom will not be caught up in this spirit, Lord, and that you will take the scales off her eyes, Lord, and help her to not compromise in this hour, in Jesus' name. And we all come together in agreement that she would be set free. But yeah, you saw though how your mom reacted to you kind of helping her. I went through the same thing. You know, and this was years ago, one of my children going to a NAR church that is Hillsong. You know, that I even did a whole video to prove their connection to the United Nations and all that stuff. You know, but it's only brought bitterness. That's the key. It's only brought bitterness because they think that we're so over the top. So, but we are at the point we're going to have to stop doing that, just like Dee said. Oh, sorry, Dee, I said your name. But just like New York said. All right, guys. Well, you have a good day. I am here in a little town called Waverly, Tennessee, to meet my daughter today, and I'm excited about spending the day with her. And, you know, getting to spend time with her without the grandkids, this is the first time in I couldn't tell you how many years. So I'm excited about it, and I will talk to you guys later. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless.